Well, hello, Hudson Mohawk Magazine listeners. This magazine show is named after New York's two great rivers, one of them for the explorer Henry Hudson and the other for the Mohawk, which is one of the five nations of the Iroquois or Haudenosaunee tribes. I'm very pleased to be speaking today with a producer, director of a film called Pioneer Days, Fire in the Valley, Greg Hitchcock, which will be having a showing at the Troy Public Library September 8th at 6 p.m. Thanks for tuning in, Greg.
Well, thank you for having me, Garrett.
Okay, Greg, so first of all, give me a little thumbnail of what the film is about.
Yes. Well, the film's premise is racism and discrimination of the Haudenosaunee Indigenous peoples that live in the Mohawk Valley and their ways of preserving their culture and their language. It starts all the way back from pre-revolutionary times all the way up to the present day. So it's a really sweeping history of the Iroquois that lived in the Mohawk Valley.
So, Greg, what got you interested in this topic?
Well, I live in the Mohawk Valley. I live in Gloversville, and a lot of the Mohawks, which were part of the Haudenosaunee Iroquois Confederacy, lived around this area. And I just thought that it would be a great idea to find out more about the Iroquois. And also, I got the fact that $1,000 grant was given to me to expose racism and discrimination in the capital region. And instead of going the typical route of the African-American, I like to take the route of the indigenous people's racism and discrimination against them. So that will also sort of like propel me to do this documentary.
So part of your film, I know that you have some historical reenactments. You also have tales of the origin tales of the Mohawk, and you did some visiting to the Mohawk tribes that still live in New York. What was surprising to you? What did you find out that was really shocked you in making the film?
Well, it really shocked me that the fact that the people that live up in Hogansburg, up in the St. Regis Indian Reservation up there, their freedom school, in particular, was very surprising because I did not know they had a school that was devoted to their indigenous language. So they actually teach their students their own Mohawk language, and I did not know that. I thought they were schooled just like a typical American would be schooled, but that was very surprising to me.
You know, history is written by the winners. Is there any history that you uncovered that perhaps was misrepresented to us?
Yes, there was. I was very shocked and surprised that the Six Nation Confederacy, the tribes that lived around the area, were split between the Patriot cause and the British cause. And due to the fact that the British lost, a lot of the tribes that lived around here were pushed out. And most people in history classes, they sort of gloss over that if they don't cover that at all, that because they believe that they were teaching the white man's struggle between Patriots and British redcoats. And they didn't know that the indigenous peoples also fought in that war and suffered and sacrificed for their families. And the reason that they're not around here anymore is the fact that the American Revolution was a determining factor in their not existing in this area anymore. So that was very surprising to me.
In terms of the origin story that you included in here, why did you feel that that was important to add?
I thought that was important to add because this is a story about the Haudenosaunee people, and the origin story is a big part of their cultural makeup. Without that origin story, the documentary would be only half finished, because I believe that not many people understand their origin story, or don't even know about the origin story of the Iroquois Confederacy, of the Iroquois. And I believe that it should be known, and that's why I put it in the film. So that's exactly why I put it in the film, because not many people know about it.
There was a very strong movement by the, particularly the French, to convert the Indian tribes. And there was a very strong Catholic presence in that. In fact, a lot of the Indians, from what I understand, did in fact convert. We have our only Native American saint, Kateria Tekakwitha, just became a saint in this century. How did the origin story fit in with the Catholic origin story?
Well, that's very interesting to say, Gare. It actually didn't fit into the Catholic story at all. These days, the Mohawk tribes up north are split between a longhouse religion and their traditional and the traditionally instructed Catholic religion. And most of the older people I heard were still practicing Catholics, but the ones that are younger and they want to know more about their history and their heritage moved into the longhouse spiritual religion. So that's the difference between the two religions. The one is more indigenous and about their own heritage, and the other one was superimposed upon them by missionaries.
I'm speaking with Greg Hitchcock. He's the producer director of the film Pioneer Days, Fire in the Valley, which is going to be shown at the Troy Public Library September 8th at 6 p.m. Greg, this particular showing is a benefit showing. Can you tell me what that's about?
Yes, I'm a member of NAMI Capital Region, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And a part of my responsibilities is to become a model ambassador for an Off the Mask fundraiser for NAMI New York State. And that's to raise money for programs and to educate people against stigma and to help them recover from their mental illnesses and the society as benefits as a whole. And this fundraiser that I'm doing for screening, it's free admission to the movie itself, but I'm asking for some donations for NAMI New York State for that event and for those programs. So I think I want to link the fact that there is stigma with mentally ill people with the stigma of Native Indigenous peoples. So I thought there was a correlation between the two. So that's why I'm raising a fundraiser as well as free admission to my documentary.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting film and interesting cause that you're with, and good luck on whatever the next project is you're working on. I'm speaking again with Greg Hitchcock, the producer of Pioneer Days, Fire in the Valley. It will be shown at the Troy Public Library September 8th at 6 p.m. Get there and see it. Thank you, Greg, for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is Gara Bakary for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.